I want to welcome everybody to the August 5th edition of Saturday AM Alive. This is Vance Rogers, and today, being that we're on the topic of water, I thought it would be more than appropriate to be at a place where I can actually see several million gallons of water. I'm calling in this morning from Charleston, Oregon, which is the location of Denny and Char Rogers, my parents' beach house south of Coos Bay. Absolutely beautiful day, and sun is shining, the waves are crashing in, and just for station identification purpose, so you guys don't think I'm making this up, I'm going to just step outside here on the patio. And all that background noise you hear now, that's not any static interference. That is the Pacific Ocean crashing on the beautiful golden sands, and of course Cape Araga off in the distance. It's not fogged in today. So today we've got an exciting call. And before we get into that, let me make a couple announcements of what is coming up in the next few weeks so you guys can stay tuned. And I'm actually getting organized. Contrary to popular belief, I can actually do that as someone who has not even hit 40 years old. And we've got some exciting things coming your way next Saturday morning. Harry Harrison, who's a platinum from, I believe it's New Orleans. He might live in one of the outlying suburbs, but for this sake, we'll say New Orleans, Louisiana. And he is a sports attorney and has some incredible insight on what has happened in his NECN career. And also we'll be sharing kind of an inside perspective as we approach the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina and what has taken place, and simply the opportunity to talk to people about wellness. The following Saturday, the 19th of August, we've got, we're going to call it Seeds from the Summit, and the annual Diamond Summit that Dennis and Ruth Williams put on in Vashon Island, actually at their home. I'm going to share with you some of the highlights from that and take place. And the following Saturday, on the 26th, we've got Bob and Suzanne McGee. This couple is our brand new Silvers. And NECN, and I don't remember what the last count is because it's changing literally weekly. The amount of wellness homes that the people they brought into the NECN family that have just anteed up, and the way they present it, it's really an interesting perspective. So you're going to want to tie into that one. And then last, and I'll stop here without spoiling the surprise for the rest of September, but on Saturday, September 2nd, we've got none other than our Vice President of Sales, Don Acey, who will be with us. And everybody's always, you've heard him on the monthly kickoff calls. You've gotten to know a little bit about him and the way he presents what he has for us. However, a lot of us have no idea how Don came to NECN because most of us weren't around 15 years ago. So he's going to be kind of sharing that and some of the other neat things. And I wouldn't be surprised if he kind of lets us in on a sneak peek of what will be coming forth at the October convention. And speaking of the convention, we're now, what are we, a full 2.5 months out from that. If you are at least even thinking remotely about attending this year's national convention, North American convention, in Long Beach, California on October, what is it, the 12th, 13th, and 14th, you need to make that decision, purchase your ticket. You can go on NECN's website and see all the information. They just confirmed the keynote speaker, and that alone would be worth the trip out there. But besides that, NECN will be introducing several new products, one of which we heard from Dr. Gordon Pedersen is going to be in the form of our barley product, our Jade Greenzymes, and it's just going to spin it up and make it a little bit easier for some of us who can't handle mixing with liquid or dumping it under our tongue, and they're going to mix it up a bit and allow us other opportunities to get that into our body. So that's what's coming up. So I want to encourage you guys again, if you have not, this is an incredible opportunity to take people, and then at the flip side is NECN's willing to pay your way. Go online, look at all the contest details. It's by far the easiest and simplest, most non-complicated contest we've ever had. And I'm not going to go into all the details of what you got to do. Just do your own homework and start talking to some, but to people, and before you know it, you'll have your ticket paid for. You need to go ahead and make the reservation, and you do that by purchasing your ticket, and then NECN will reimburse you for either your ticket and your hotel and the whole nine yards. And so anyhow, let's get underway. Today we have the privilege of a close friends of ours. It's hard to call them close, but they are, even though they're clear across the country. I believe I had the privilege of meeting these guys, well, it's been several years ago, and I think it was in Charlottesville, Virginia, where we were at an event, and this couple was pretty much brand new in NECN, and they have been a huge, huge asset, not only to our organization and what they've contributed, but to the NECN world, and we'll get into that in a bit. So, Charlie, welcome to Saturday AM Live, and I know you're there because I can hear you bumbling around. You better be there.
I am here. Good morning, Vance. How are you doing?
You were hoping, weren't you? Well, the thing is, I've got a plethora of stuff piled all around me out here in this little studio apartment, and I'm like, you know, I'm always ready. You know, the Bible's pretty clear.
I have the same thing here. I've been yanking out some of my notes just in case I have a question that it's been a while since I've heard, or we talk about something that gets into a gray area, I can kind of document it for you. But
well, you know, Charlie, you know, it's so appropriate that we're on the subject of water, and I'm going to have you share your story. But a dear friend of mine, Jim Curry, sent me an email this week, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. I just pulled out two, and because water is so important, in that if we don't use it, then we're left to up to our own devices, and we seek out other things. And these two people, Terrence Dixon of Bristol, Pennsylvania, and then Amber Carson of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I don't know how I got both of them from Pennsylvania, but these are just two individuals. And these people were awarded this year's Stella Awards. And the Stella Awards are named after the 81-year-old female, Stella Liebeck, who spilled hot coffee on herself and successfully sued McDonald's. Okay, this took place in New Mexico. So every year, somebody, I don't know who does these, but this year's winner, the fifth place, which was a tie, and then what did Amber get? Did she get the third place or something? Yeah, third place was awarded to Amber. Anyways, Terrence, and I'll read these really briefly, he was leaving a house that he'd just finished robbing by way of the garage. He was not able to get the garage door open since the automatic garage door opener was malfunctioning. He could not re-enter the house because he'd locked the door behind him, which was nice of him after robbing the place. But they got into the garage, got himself locked in there. The family was on vacation, and Mr. Dickerson, poor Terrence, found himself locked in the garage for 8 days. He subsided only on a case of Pepsi that he found in a large bag of dog food. He successfully sued the homeowner's insurance company, claiming that the situation caused him undue mental anguish, and the jury agreed and gave him $500,000. See, now, if he would have brought some water in there, then he probably wouldn't have that mental damage. And then, of course, Amber Carson of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, she was awarded $113,000 after she slipped on a soft drink. See, if she would have used water, it wouldn't have happened. And she broke her tailbone, and the beverage was on the floor, the soft drink, because she had thrown it at her boyfriend 30 seconds earlier during an argument. And this was in a public, obviously in a restaurant, and sued the restaurant and got away with $113,000. So, other than me, my sarcasm and my weird perspective on why we need water, Charlie, tell us how you got into the water industry, and we can go back as far as you want. But just for the sake of the people listening in this morning, why was water such a big deal to you? Now, I'm sure it happened as a childhood experience that you were starving for water, and then all of a sudden something clicked. But take us back and share with us how you got started, and how we are where we're at today.
Well, many years ago, I was selling veterinarian drugs. I always say veterinarian because when you say selling drugs, it doesn't go over very well. But veterinarian drugs up and down the East Coast from Pennsylvania into North Carolina.
And, Charlie, let me interrupt at this point. If you could, if you haven't already, then maybe you have, but if you could hit *4 on your phone, that would enable bit, and I know Brad will like me more in the end, and that way we can hear you a bit better. Okay, so you're up and down Pennsylvania selling veterinarian.
Selling veterinarian drugs, and a friend of mine had started a water treatment swimming pool business, and he decided to buy a building that would allow him to expand and wanted me to invest in a building, which I did. And the process was this gentleman, not being real astute at business, hired his dad, his mom, his brother, his other brother, and eventually bankrupt the business. In the process, he had established a clientele, and not knowing a lot about water, but being in sales, I realized here was an opportunity. He was going out of business under bad circumstances, and so we took the opportunity, the company I worked for, to start a water division. I was working for an animal health company, and we started a water division out of an animal health company, which by name was not the best name, but anyhow, we did it. And because it was my idea, I was the one that had to learn about all the different products. And he was carrying swimming pool supplies and water filtration products.
Okay, so, now did you get into water consumption products, or was it more focused on swimming pools?
No, water consumption and swimming pool.
Okay, so anything that had to do with water use for the public, you guys handled it.
Yeah, we handled it. So I had to get into that, started that business for them, developed it for about 10 years, and the parent company decided to spin off that business because the parent company was selling veterinarian supplies and other things, and it wasn't a good match, even though it was the most profitable of three divisions they had, which enabled me to buy it. So I bought it, continued with the water treatment, swimming pool products, and it grew. And then at a point, after about 7 years, my mother was diagnosed with cancer, and it was terminal, and we decided to sell our business. We had two stores, and putting out quite a few swimming pools and a lot of filtration equipment. We sold the two stores to a competitor, took care of my mom, and at that point, she did not last very long. Of course, we did not know it when mom had cancer, any of the anything about NECAN or wellness or anything of that nature. So after she passed away, I went to work for a company that was starting a commercial, what they call afterpaint, where they were bidding and installing shelving, cabinets, all kind of stuff. So I helped develop that business, and then while they were doing that, I helped start another business for them, which is called Finders Keepers, and eventually sold out of those, went to work for Home Depot to help manage that brand new store that they were bringing to town. And in the process, an engineering firm got hold of me and said, hey, would you be interested in helping us develop a wastewater treatment product, a product where if your land does not perk, we can put this in the ground, and basically, if we are discharging your wastewater from your house into a stream, it's drinkable water.
Oh,
so that sounded like that would be interesting, much more interesting than Home Depot, so I helped them develop that market, which I have been doing for the last 3 or 4 years. In the process, 8 years ago, Dave Stalsfuss moved back into the Harrisonburg area from Tulsa,
Oklahoma.
Yeah, and we had known him from his previous days of network marketing. Just happened to run into him at church, and Ellen had lunch with him. Dave asked, you know, of course the big question is, what are you doing these days? And Dave mentioned magnets. And it was only because Dave had such credibility with Ellen and I from our past experience with him that we sit down and listen. We had lunch at Cracker Barrel and decided to become involved, and that was about 8 years ago on April Fool's Day. So we're not superstitious. Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. We got our second NECAN car on April Fool's Day, and our first NECAN home we were handed the key on April Fool's Day. So you don't have to convince me there's nothing superstitious about that.
Yeah, nothing superstitious whatsoever. But in this whole process, having to learn the swimming pool industry and then having to learn the water treatment industry from when we got involved in the first business, and then having purchased it, going through the certifications to educate myself to better serve the clientele that we had, it just seems like everything I do, even with Home Depot, I was always running over to the aisles where they had filtration equipment, all answering questions for those guys, because I just happened to have the expertise. And they would send me over to Garden Center where they had the swimming pool chemicals, and I would answer questions for those because I had been fortunate at some point to do all of those things. So that's kind of my story. Right now I am working with an engineering firm, like I say, working on wastewater treatment products. I have, in a process, helped because a couple owners wanted some swimming pools, and I let it slip that I had previous experience with swimming pools. As Dan saw me last time, I am about as dark as I can get from going out and actually helping them put a couple swimming pools in, and now I'm helping my son establish a little bit of a service business because there's such a demand for it. So everywhere I look, it seems like something draws me into the water industry.
And I know, based on our experience just, 6 months ago, if you went out of the country now, you'd really have a tough time getting back and going through immigration.
Yeah, the last cruise we went on, I was the only person that ever got stopped at every checkpoint. You know, I don't know, it's a mustache, it's a dark hair, I guess it's a tan, but it's, they say they don't profile, but I was obviously profiled at every single time,
and I don't think that had anything to do with the fact that you guys packed the kitchen sink.
Yeah, that's right.
And all the 8 bags of luggage you had. So, Charlie, let's talk about water. Like, I mean, you obviously bring a ton of credibility to this. I've got in my hands the July issue of Living Well, and I read through it, and then I reread through it this morning. I'm just astounded in the second paragraph on page 5, and it simply says, "While factors such as activity level and environment affect the amount of water you need, it's important to know that dehydration can lead to excess body fat, poor muscle tone, decreased digestive efficiency, and organ function. And in contrast, proper hydration can improve mental clarity, lubricate joints, flush toxins, and even help muscles and organs perform at their best." We know that God created our bodies and we're like 2/3 water or 3/4 water, depending on who you listen to and whatnot. Why should water be such a pivotal part of what we're doing every single day to keep our body functioning?
Well, the importance of water is pretty much summed up by what you said, by page 5. You can read so much stuff about the benefits of water and health, as far as, you know, your back is supported more from water than it is from structure. If you have a lot of headaches, if you drink a lot of water, you'll notice a decrease in headaches. There's so many things that you can go back to as far as health and water. And the bottom line is, if your body's roughly 70% water, you know, your brain's about 83%, your kidneys are like 82%, your heart's about 79%, bones are only 22%, but your blood's 90% water. So, you know, why drink something else? Even if you drink a sports drink, and I think Dr. Patterson goes over this well in some point in this article, but even if you drink a sports drink, it has to go through the process of breaking down. The color has to go out of it. You know, you got to get rid of the sugars that are a lot of them. All the different things in order to actually get it into the water mode where it's beneficial to your health. So, you know, average 70% of your body being water, why do you want to put so much other garbage in there and then make your body actually work harder to get to the water and just decrease your chances of having optimal health? I mean, we're all in the wellness business, and probably the simplest, easiest thing you can do to increase your health is to drink 10 glasses of water a day. Very, very simple. And from a cost standpoint, my gosh, it's probably the cheapest thing we can do for health.
Exactly. And what amazes me is that people are continually saying, and I get this all the time, "No, Vance, do you want anything besides water to drink?" No.
Right.
And it didn't take long. I mean, I had the privilege of spending 2 days with you and Ellen last week, and every time we went to a restaurant, and if she beat me to the table or whatever the case, it was like, it doesn't take someone but, you know, one meal with me to realize I just want water. I don't want ice. I just want water. And that's tough being in the South because, you know, everybody's got to have the glass full of ice, and then put a little water in it. Mm-hmm. And I just found that, man, it assimilates and goes into the body faster if I just get rid of the ice. And, of course, I've gotten a few emails in the last couple months of people saying, you know, you can lose, 3 pounds a year if you put it ice in it, because it makes your body work, you know, overtime. And from my perspective, I can come up with other ways faster to lose 3 pounds than drinking ice water when my body has to heat that water up so it can start to assimilate it into the body. Now, a lot of us, and I want to talk about PIMAC, but before we do that, to talk about what Neekin has given us as far as all the different entities to get the water into us, in that same article, and just so you guys know, if you're the wonderful thing that Neekin has done with the Living Well magazine is we got... phone system here, but I guess the battery life is only about 30 minutes, and so sorry to leave you hanging there, Charlie.
That's okay. I thought maybe it was over and you just hung up on me. One of those real nice, thank you a lot, you know, it's just like, time's up, quick.
Yeah, no sense of doing a fancy, you know, salutation at the end, just got all the announcements up front, you know.
Everybody's so busy, just gotta, you know.
Hold the plug. Charlie, the question I wanted to ask is, and I know you've gotten this before, well, why, okay, we know we need to drink water, and we don't need to go into all the details about how bad tap water is, because people can just taste it or smell it or see it, for that matter, and they know whether we're on a well or we're getting water from a city municipality, and some people will argue that, well water's better. However, if you're near any type of agricultural area, you've got all those pesticides, herbicides that are leaching into the soil. What was it? We're spending $100 billion every year on bottled water. And again, what the point I was trying to make about the Neekin family magazine, Living Well, there's two magazines in one here. So when I'm referring to page 5, we're looking at the, what would you call this, the consumer portion of the magazine, not the portion of the magazine that's focused on recognition that's got Jack and Sherry Clark on the cover. Flip it over the other way. Although, if you've come at it from the angle of Jack and Sherry Clark, you'll see a great picture of a family in a new 2006 Toyota Sienna. Beautiful looking family, I have to admit. So, anyways, but let's get back on track here. Bottled water, Charlie.
Okay. Bottled water, before we sold our business, we were getting ready to get into the bottled water business. And so immediately we went to the health department because we felt like they would be the ones that would qualify us to sell bottled water. And they basically said, hey, do you have a good source of water, meaning somewhere I can get tap water? They weren't going to check it. Just as long as I have tap water, could be a garden hose, could be a faucet, it didn't make any difference to them. And to start off with, I had to have clean bottles. Once I bottled it, you know, they didn't come in and check, and they didn't worry about checking the bottles. They didn't worry about checking the product once it was bottled. I could just, that's kind of, and it's still basically the same thing. I think unless it crosses state lines, there's not a whole lot of checks and balances on bottled water.
Who is the end user? I mean, who was buying this bottled water?
Well, we were looking at just selling it locally.
Uh-huh.
We had enough people coming in the store that were asking about bottled water. And at the time, again, this was 2 years previous to NECAN, we did not know a lot about the health ramifications with bottled water or reverse osmosis or some of the other things. You know, the two big companies, and I won't mention them, that are selling bottled water, both of them use reverse osmosis now because they are afraid of contaminants. So they're using reverse osmosis to basically purify their water before it goes into a bottle, which is great. It means that your chances of having contaminants are slim and none. The problem is the water, the bottled water that I have tested comes out anywhere from 5.2 to 5.8 on the pH scale, which means it's extremely acidic.
Now, people that say that some, and I've met people and been in people's homes that have an RO or reverse osmosis system, and they say exactly what you just said. You know, this is great because we don't have the contaminants. And then I always come back and say, however, have you checked the pH? Now, why is that such a big factor when we're talking about that? You just said you tested some that were coming out at 5.2, which is extremely acidic. Who cares? What does that matter?
Well, when you get into acidic versus alkaline, if you start reading any of your stuff on health, you'll find out that if you want to stay healthy, you want to keep your body alkaline. Most people that are sick are going to be somewhere in the acidic range, and the more acidic you get, then consequently the better chance of cancers or things of that nature. I've got some great on alkalinity and the body's health and acidity and what happens. You know, just some basic things. The more acidic your body is, the more free radical damage you're going to have. You are more heavy people are normally acidic because it's your fat cells that store the acidity.
Now, I think, and it's interesting to note that I can't remember, we heard so much incredible information last Saturday in Richmond, Virginia, at the what are we calling it? That was the first ever Essence of Wellness NECAN Fat Camp that we were running. Sweat your weight off. Come to this event because we'll sweat it off. What was it? 86 degrees in the room.
At least, and that's before people start breathing. You know, it was just
there was a little problem with the air conditioning at the hotel.
It was about 96 outside, and it was slowly working its way inside. So,
although it did make for a bunch of beautiful bodies, you know, all that glistening, natural, you know, into the naturel element. But was it Dr. Gordon Pedersen or Ted Aloisio that mentioned the fact that, I think it was Gordon that mentioned that we're all born, by the age of 2, all of our fat cells are developed. It was either 2 or something. I wrote it down and I don't have my notes in front of me. But so basically the amount of water or the pH of the water will determine what happens to those fat cells, whether they start to expand and start to, you know, attract more toxins and whatnot. So if we just change the pH of the water, from what you're saying.
Oh yeah, it's, you know, from a health standpoint, some of, you know, cardiovascular disease, all forms of cancer, diabetes, insulin sensitivity, obesity, liver and kidney diseases, dementia, Alzheimer's, immune deficiencies, osteoporosis is a big one that starts with being very acidic. The more acidic you are, the more calcium is pulled out of your bones, because when you're acidic, when your body's acid, your body will try to neutralize itself by trying to pick up minerals. Well, when you pick up minerals, minerals are what makes your body alkaline. Calcium, magnesium, a lot of these other things. When you're using reverse osmosis or some of these filtration devices, when they take everything out of your water, they remove all your minerals, which is what makes your water more acidic. So when your blood becomes acidic, it goes through your body and it tries to find these minerals, and it'll pull it right out of your bones.
And so, I know that's one of the big things that we're seeing, not just in the United States and Canada, but all over the world with teenage girls who are extremely athletic, and not consuming, that may be drinking Gatorade or a sports drink, but they're also consuming an enormous amount of either Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, or just carbonated beverages, which is much higher, you know, when you look at the ingredient list and it says carbonic water or
yes.
carbonated water, that's just simply pure acid, and therefore their bones are becoming brittle, premature. What is the condition that it's called, and I can't remember specifically, but it's almost like teenage osteoporosis, which is just unheard of, you know, 30, 40 years ago, but it's because we're not getting the water into the body, and the body, like just like you said, your body's going to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it finds it in what we're putting in every day, or it's going to find it in what's already in our bodies, then we're literally robbing Peter to pay Paul, and creating a serious diet downward spiral effect into our body.
Well, just like to say, if you don't have enough water going into your body, it's going to find it from somewhere, and normally it finds it from your colon. And that, you know, that is ought to be something to raise people's eyebrows when they realize, hey, my body's starting to get a little bit dehydrated. And so it's going to start pulling water out of my colon and recirculate it back through my system again. That's just bad.
Yeah, because therefore we, you know, can't eliminate. Therefore we have a buildup of storage of toxins and on and on and on.
And the toxins are going back to your system again, and your liver and kidneys or all these are trying to fight those same things again along with everything else. It's just bad, bad.
We got a recipe for disaster there. So Neekin comes along, and I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, that Neekin started with the shower filter. That's what was the first introduction in the water category, and then was the counter unit, and then the bottle, and then we got into the aquapour, the many different facets of the aquapour. And what are we up to, like 6 or 7 different water filtration devices? And so what makes, in your opinion, Charlie, because you've been around this industry for a while, in your opinion, why is it, what makes Neekin unique? Because everybody's got water filter. I mean, we can run to Walmart or Kmart or any local department store and pick up a little Brita pitcher and filter our water right out of our sink, and oh, that's a whole lot cheaper than buying an aquapour or even spending $25 on a Neekin water bottle. Why? I mean, why should we go with what we have versus what else is out there?
Well, it's the quality of the product. You know, it's funny that you mentioned Brita, because looking at a Brita filter, I've got some reports that show how good they work. And your pour-through filters, the Brita pour-through filter, only removes 50% of the contaminants it's supposed to remove. So, you know, people think they're getting these little filtration jobs are getting great purification out of there. Not the thing that makes Neekin so unique is the fact that for years I sold water filtration products. I sold products to remove junk out of your water, and they did exactly what they're supposed to, remove junk out of your water. We could remove most contaminants and make water very safe to drink. The problem is, from a health standpoint, we were making water extremely acidic. Again, reverse osmosis, distillation, all those things remove all your minerals, because they can't tell the difference between minerals and bacteria, or minerals and organics, or minerals and contaminants. So they just take everything out of your water. You basically get a real flat tasting water that has nothing in it. It's just water that does not have a lot of taste or anything good in it. And after getting involved and realizing the health ramifications, Neekin came out with a filtration system that, number one, does basically the same thing. It removes things down to 1/10 of a micron with the unit that sits on top of the counter. And when you get down to 1/10 of a micron, you know, you're getting smaller than bacteria. You're getting down in your viruses, your cryptosporidium, all the things that people worry about that could end up in just regular drinking water. And then they turned around and said, okay, now what we're going to do is, after we filter all this water and get the contaminants out, we're going to put some minerals back in it, and so that it raises the pH back up and makes better tasting water. And that was a completely unique idea to anything I had seen, and as far as I know, I don't think anybody else has copied it yet.
So basically you're taking that regular tap water or well water, if you're using the aquaphor through, and you're stripping out all the junk. However, at that point, then we're replacing the minerals, the nutrients, through the PIMAG system, and we're the only ones that have it. And so in the end, we're getting water basically that's the equivalent of coming right out of a natural stream. But of course, going back to the bottled water thing, we can buy, what was it, Saratoga Springs, Kalaluga Springs, and I don't need to explain to people because we've all seen the emails, we've all heard the stories from people that say, you know, I grew up in that area all my life. I didn't know we had a natural spring there. And then they go to the factory and, well, where's the spring? Did you build the factory on top of the spring? Well, no, it comes from the city.
Yeah. And FDA says that, 40% of all bottled water is contaminated anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the FDA. So, I mean, that's kind of scary. It's almost, you know, out of 10 bottles you buy, 4 of them are going to have some type of contamination in them. So.
But you got a 60% chance that they're not, so I guess you just roll the dice and, you know, hope.
Now, suppose that was our food. You know, well, 40% of the food you buy is going to be contaminated. How many people would go to the grocery store, you know, and buy the food? I mean, it becomes a little ridiculous after a while when you have to argue with people why to filter. You know, why do you put good gas in your car? Because your car doesn't run very long on bad gas. You know, so it's the same principle. Why put bad water or soda pop or anything else? You know, in the same vein, when we were talking about Diet Pepsi and our Diet Coke and regular Coke, Ted and I were talking before the meeting, and he brought it up during the meeting, but one unique thing is a truckload of regular Coke weighs 12,000 pounds more than a truckload of Diet Coke. You know, so look at the amount of sugar that's in just a truckload of regular Coca-Cola.
Well, that's all the more reason why we should drink Diet Coke then, right?
Yeah, and Diet Coke only has the aspartame in it. And, you know, aspartame, there's so many different stories out there, but I can give you some real live examples. I have a friend who is a gospel music singer. If anybody's ever watched the Gaithers, they would recognize her. But she was backstage one day and holding a diet drink in her hand, and I asked her, I said, how many of those you drink a day? And she said, oh, 7 or 8. And I said, and she said, and previous to this, she had told me that for the next 2 weeks after this performance, she was not allowed to talk, period. Her voice was getting very raspy. They wanted to arrest her voice, and they were testing her for some other things. And I said, well, do you know you can get the symptoms of MS and lupus off of diet drinks? And she said, good grief, they're testing me for lupus. So she quit the diet drinks, and guess what? No lupus symptoms. And that's the second person that I have told that to that had, you know, one person was only drinking one a day and of the diet drinks, and sure enough, she said, well, my doctor says that when he tested my blood, I have symptoms of lupus. She stops taking the diet drinks, and guess what? The lupus symptoms go away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not, you know, hearsay. That's, you know, I've seen it happen.
Such a pivotal and a foundational part of our body systems. I mean, you talked about this before, and Charlie, I don't know if you coined the phrase or the statement that I put on the email that I sent out to folks that, you know, if you don't use a water filter, then your body becomes that filter. So we're taxing our organs, we're taxing our kidneys, we're taxing, I mean, everything that has to go through this filtering process, the way God engineered and designed our bodies, we're putting extra work. And if we would just simply put the best quality in to begin with. Charlie, I'm curious. You guys have sold a multitude of all the different water filtration products that Neken has to people. What do you say when they come back and say $680 wholesale, you know, for a counter unit? That's kind of expensive, isn't it?
When you look at people that are filtering water, $680 versus reverse osmosis or some of these other things is not expensive. And then when you explain a little bit, and to me the sales point is, will this filter better than a reverse osmosis? Well, it's going to be comparable. But reverse osmosis is going to leave your water extremely acidic. And most people, the one thing they do know is being acidic is not a good thing. They don't know a lot about health, some people, but they know being acidic is not a good thing. So you go back into, okay, now we can turn around and give you a system that will do the same thing as far as giving you good quality water, but it's going to add the minerals back in. It's going to raise the pH back up to where you're basically alkaline, and it's going to be much better for you. Now, dollars to dollars, which would you rather drink? And then you start getting into, you know, the only thing that Ellen and I have ever done with our countertop unit is replace the filters, which are not that expensive. I don't even remember off the top of my head what the complete deal would cost you, but reverse osmosis membranes. There's a membrane, there's a carbon filter, there's a sediment cartridge. Between the three of those, they are very expensive. So overall operational cost, our system is still less expensive to operate. And by far, because you're getting alkaline water, I can't stress that enough, when you start talking to people about health, when you hear Dr. Patterson, when you hear anybody speak about health, you know, you're just so much less chance of getting sick when you're alkaline. So if you can make your body alkaline, if you can do things that do not cause your body to become more acidic, you are way ahead of the game. We're back to let's prevent instead of treat. And so from a cost standpoint, it is not a problem.
You know, and what's interesting is I'm reminded of Sam Wang, W-A-N-G, his book, Reverse Aging, which is a small little book. It's not a book, but it's an actual book. But in that book, Reverse Aging, he talks about a whole section, and it's not a Nikan book, but he talks about everything that we've just mentioned and how that entire culture, see, even the Koreans for decades have been utilizing the difference between acidic and alkaline water to determine the gender of their babies. And he said, you know, it's not an exact science. However, let's look at the numbers. And it's an amazing, amazing thing that it's just changing the water.
Oh, and then when you add the optimizer to it, that will enhance the pH even more and add oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's just amazing because, you know, cancer needs an acidic and low oxygen environment to survive. And terminal cancer patients are around 1,000 times more acidic than a normal person. So that should put some lights on to people, although, again, you don't hear this research. You know, when you talk about the big C word, and I probably shouldn't be saying it either, but, you know, I have documentation, you know, where people see this happen. In the absence of oxygen, the glucose in your system begins to ferment, and it goes to lactic acid, and this makes the pH go even lower. So, you know, you start getting down to where your body's down below 7, and your body just can't fight disease. You are, you know, you're just trying to survive at that point. So if you take our system and turn around and optimize it to get the pH up even higher and add the oxygen to it, we have a have you ever met Lois and Horst?
I think I have.
You know, Norman was fighting 4-stage cancer.
Yes.
And out of all the people in the test that he was at a major hospital, he did things along with the treatment they were giving him, the stem cell treatment. They turned around and he used a lot of Nikan products, and it seemed like when she tells her story, you know, different products came out just at the right time that he needed them. And they were hauling him gallons of oxygenated water. They would run through the optimizer. And at one point, they put the little deal on your finger to tell what your oxygen level is. And they were getting ready to put him on oxygen, and he drank some of the water, and immediately he spiked up to 100%. Now, the nurses, you know, they were like, hey, you know, this is something. And the doctor basically told him, that's great, but I can't tell anybody else about it. You know, which is...
Because it's too simple. And
it's too simple.
And as we addressed with Dr. Melanie Caldwell a few weeks ago, that the pharmaceutical industry and the medical, the AMA, all these different entities, which we have a great government, we have a great country, and I'm not downing that at all. However, nobody can get a piece of the pie when Neken's already got a monopoly on PieMag water and then optimizing it the way we do. And, of course, there's competitors out there that say theirs does, the, you know, theirs does this, this, and this. They only have a portion of it, whereas Neken's got the complete package when it comes to filtering the water, and then we throw it in the optimizer, and we, you know, as you said, you change that molecular structure even more, you increase the alkalinity, you increase the oxygen content. And I remember you talked about Lois saying that Neken came out with the products at just the right time. I know, having a conversation with Reed Nelson, one of our Royal Diamonds here in Portland, and his father, who eventually did end up passing away. However, he after he was diagnosed in his, PSA count, and here we're getting into medical terminology, and I don't really care at this point, but I'm just stating the facts. His PSA count was like 27, and for a normal male, it should be 1 to 2, and that is basically the cancer level in his pancreas. And Neken introduced the optimizer. And he decided, you know, there's no, I'm in my 70s, I've lived a great life, there's no sense of letting you guys chop, you know, slice and dice me and experiment and practice medicine. And he started every day drinking the optimized water, and he said he drank at least 12 to 15 glasses a day. Went back in a month after, it was either a month or 2 months after he'd been doing this, to do the testing again, and his PSA count had gone from 27 down to it was either 4 or 5. And I'm like, really? And Reed said, yeah. He's elated because of all the other people they're testing, everybody else is staying up at the top, even with the drugs they're doing, and his dropped drastically. And the comment was, well, maybe it's a coincidence.
Yeah. And that's usually the comment, because they don't know how to explain it.
And it's so simple. We don't have to overcomplicate this. All we have to do is say, hey, here's the product. Let's just go ahead and use them and watch what happens.
Amen to that.
Now, Charlie, I want to ask this final question, because I know that you're the water expert. So, you know, you basically, and I'm sure you've probably heard this, well, you could sell ice to Eskimos in the arena of water, because you have all the jargon and the technical expertise to back it up. How would you dumb it down for a wellness consultant who simply just wants to say, what would be some simple facts present to people to encourage them to simply say, hey, look, it, you're not going to get it when you spend the quarter at a gallon to go to the water, you know, fill-up station at Walmart or Kmart, wherever you're getting these, you know, one-gallon jugs of water, or if you're buying the different bottles in the liter, or if you're having water delivered to your home in the five-gallon jugs. Why should we transition? If somebody's already concerned about their wellness, they're concerned about health, what's the biggest thing that we could share with them to transition over to Neken's water?
Well, number one, you have to be a little bit technical, and a little bit meaning that you have to have a little bit of information. And the fact that 40% of all bottled water is contaminated is one good statistic to have, and that's FDA's own jargon.
And so it's, you pulled that fact right off of page 5 in the July issue of
Yes.
Neken Family.
Yeah, and that's a fact that I had elsewhere also. But, I mean, that is a very good fact, because that should wake up some people. The number two is the fact that bottled water basically does not have to be tested. So you're really not sure, you know, just like, say, somebody calls it spring water and it's water run off a tap. In fact, one of the two leading companies that produce water here in the United States, you know, when they found out, they said, where are you actually getting your water from, and where was it? Some off the municipal water supply in England.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you just don't know where bottled water is coming from. But the neat thing is that you can get water better than bottled water at less cost from yourself, basically forever. You know, the longer you have the system, the less it costs you. For pennies on the gallon, and know that you have good water, you know, forever. Update your filters, and that's it. So, and then the other thing is, if you're saying the person is a little bit interested in in wellness, ask them, are they healthier when they're acidic? Are they healthier when they're alkaline? And most bottled waters are becoming, people are starting to use reverse osmosis because word's getting out that 40% of all bottled water is contaminated. So now they're starting to go to RO water. RO water is more expensive than just plain bottled water because it's a little bit more. To make a gallon of reverse osmosis water, you have to almost waste two gallons of regular water. So it takes about 3 gallons to make a gallon of reverse osmosis water. So it's a little more expensive process. But RO is normally what you're competing against. If you're competing against tap water, those people have no clue what's in their water. I would dare say 100% of all tap water is contaminated somehow.
Mm-hmm. Well, even if it's not contaminated, the levels of chlorine are going to be so high. I know all of the water that we have in the small little area, in the water district where we live, it's great water, the source. And however, because as one of the guys who was on the water district board a few years ago shared with me personally and privately, probably, I don't think they'd ever published that 50% of the lines coming down off of Larch Mountain where we get our water, 50% of those lines underground have leaks in them.
Mm-hmm.
So if the water's leaking out, there's got to be a chance, just a chance that something's leaking back in. And, you know, every time I've tested mine with the inexpensive $5 chlorine test kit to test pools, it's so high off the chart that, you know, if it was a swimming pool, you wouldn't even dare put your big toe in it.
Well, are you using an indicator that turns yellow?
Yes.
Okay. That's not your best test, but let me explain why. That shows yellow can show either what's called free chlorine. That's chlorine when you first put it into your water to kill bacteria. Once it combines with bacteria, it becomes dead chlorine or chloramines, and it'll still show a real strong reading on your test kit. So you may actually be reading dead chlorine, which could be high. But I say that to say this. When you're on municipal water, at the beginning of the water supply, they put in the chlorine. The further you are from where they put the chlorine in, the less active chlorine you're getting and the more used up chlorine, which is a combination of used chlorine and dead bacteria. Okay, so that's actually what you're getting. You could get to the point where all the chlorine's gone and you're getting all the dead bacteria at the far end of the line.
All right.
Yeah, and that actually happens sometimes, and the only way you can test it is with a sophisticated test kit. So, again, another reason. But back to your original question, how can you make this real simple to somebody? Ask them if they're really concerned about the water that they're putting in their body because their body's 70% water.
Mm-hmm.
If they're really concerned, then they want to do... You know, they want to do an economical way and probably the best way. And the most economical way is still going to be our system, whether they go with just the countertop unit or the aquapour and turn around, and if they really want to make good water, add the optimizer to the back end of it. But it's still going to be the most economical way they can get better than bottle-grade water that makes the water alkaline. And those are the two big things that I promote all the time, alkalinity, 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 because all these other things are adding to the acidity problem that we're already doing with the meat diets and the products that we have, the processed foods, that just all that tends to make our body more acidic.
And I would imagine there's probably a magic number of how many days it would take. I know that both Ted and Dr. Pedersen shared the fact that 90 days Gordon shared this a year ago when they introduced the Whole Foods, that you get on a Whole Food product like the Jade Greenzymes and the Siaga for 90 days and you completely overhaul the body's immune system. And I would imagine for water, I mean, if you take the average American who's, what do we consume? What is it? It's still like 55 gallons of carbonated beverages per person per year.
Mm-hmm.
Is what the averages are. So that means somebody, because you and I don't drink it, so that means there's two other individuals out there that are drinking over 100 gallons per
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
Just based on the averages. Mm-hmm. So that means though, if we start eliminating that out of the average American intake as far as the coffee and all the other stuff, and I love this article because it talks about juice and how your body's going to have to try and even work overtime to process out the juice. And I've had people say, well, I drink water, sort of. Well, what the heck does sort of mean? Well, I drink two pots of coffee a day. Well, no wonder why you've got headaches. I mean, give me a break.
That's exactly right.
And please, you know, the thing is, please, you guys, don't send me the emails and say how great coffee is and how many research studies have done how it reduces this and that. It's not as good as water. Don't even try and argue with me.
And water, though, really, within a matter of days, if somebody went drastic and went from soda or extreme coffee or whatever onto a water diet, just basically drink water instead of all the other things, you know, they're going to notice a lot of things real quickly. Urine, you know, how drink coffee or drink pop, and when you urinate, you're going to get the strong smell, and that's going to change. You know, a lot of your body functions will start changing within 4 to 5 days. You know, still, 90 days is a good period to tell people to watch, because you want your body to go from acidic to alkaline, and that's going to take a while, because that's not only water, it's going to be some of your food habits and things of that nature. But, you know, people with back problems and headaches and things of that nature, they're weak on water, and they'll start noticing some differences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... It's definitely not rocket science here. It's pretty simple, and we don't all have to be water experts like you or some of the many other great wellness consultants out there who have a background in water. If we just simply ask some of these simple questions, so you know, Charlie, we've exhausted a complete hour, and I want to thank you again for what you guys are doing. And you know, the other aspect, and Ellen is not on the line with us right now. But what she has done in simply picking up the phone and making a call to Ted Aloisio, however it was, a couple years ago. And those of you who are not familiar with Ted's work, his books, Blood Never Lies, the first one, and then Blood Never Lies 2, he will be on the call. I will get it. We don't have a date worked out yet. However, this gentleman is amazing in what he is contributing to the wellness industry. And
for people who do not use Ted, they are missing a blessing as far as growing your group with nutritionals. I mean, if there is anybody in the industry, because he is a neutral person, but he can sit down and do his blood analysis with somebody, and his credibility is just so great. I mean, if you get on Brad's website and look at the book. And some of the tapes he had, and just get those. It's amazing what you can do with his information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know I came home from Virginia last Sunday, and I was extremely exhausted and tired. However, we had some people over at our house. I'm like, well, I got to show you this videotape, and they're thinking, what Sam's got on this videotape? And I plug it in, and they're watching. You know, we're watching my live blood move around on the screen. They're like, why are you so excited about this? So I started explaining it to them. And these are wellness consultants. They use the Nikan Nutritionals. They drink the water. They're on the sleep system. And they're like, really?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of fun. So, but I know that all started because Ellen, you know, took a risk to pick up the phone. And he's now tested literally hundreds of people's blood and gotten them on the right track. So,
oh, we've had some tremendous product stories of people who have gone from doctors who don't know what they have, like the lady with the mold problem,
mm-hmm.
that was basically
Crystal, yeah.
Yeah,
she
Crystal was killing her, and Ted diagnosed it right off. I say diagnosed it. He saw some problems she had, and told her what she should do to correct them. And by correcting the problems, it got down to the root cause, which was a mold, and she was able to get rid of it. And again, within 90 days, boom! What a change in her life. Period.
Yeah. And I guess I was excited because I was a little anxious, a little nervous because I'd never had my blood analyzed, at least to my knowledge, and watching it there on the screen and having Ted go through and explain it to me. Okay, this
mm-hmm.
is what this is a red blood cell and this is what it should look like. And he said, you know, Vance, you're typical of any wellness consultant that's utilizing Nikan's AutoShip products and has a wellness home. You're totally typical. There's nothing I can tell you to do to improve your blood. And I'm like, really? Because, you know, you, even though we do everything we possibly know how we can do, we drink the right amount of water, we're sleeping on a system, you know, know, we're breathing the air out of the Air Wellness Power 5 and the Air Wellness Traveler, and we're taking the nutritionals, we're wearing the insoles, you know, you're doing all things. You just think, maybe because I cheat, you know, and I'm using, you know, that the not doing the non-fat ice cream at night, or, you know, all these other different things. And
right.
Those of you who know me well and have been on a cruise, you know how many creme brulees I can put down when it's creme brulee night, when it comes dessert time. But, you know, so you had that little bit of nervousness, and yet it was so encouraging and reassuring, and I guess that's why I was so excited about that simple videotape that I brought back home with me. Here's my blood, Mike. And, of course, my daughters are going, Daddy's turned into a freakazoid or something. They don't know what's going on. So,
yeah.
But we're going to have Ted on the call, but Charlie, I really want to thank you for what you're contributing, and just the simple information that you shared today. And for those of us who know people, again, you've heard me make this announcement before, if you know people that could benefit from the information that Charlie shared, this CD or this interview will be edited, and Brad will be so gracious enough to take out the 3 minutes of dead air while I was hooking up the other phone and getting dialed back in. And it'll be available at growinginwellness.com. That's www.growinginwellness.com. And as Brad mentioned at the very beginning of the call, he just finished the interview with Dr. Melanie Caldwell, and then I can't remember what other one he said he'd have up on the website. So you can go there and listen to these for free and send your people to the website and let them listen to it for free. It's the easiest way to introduce people to what we have. And there is a amount of time, a window, that you have to utilize that. And I just want to encourage people, because we're seeing such an incredible, and a funny story real quick, and I'll finish with this. Two Wednesdays ago, where were we? In Winchester, Virginia. And we sat down at the Bob Evans restaurant, and I'm sitting in the middle of the table, and in walks, you know, this author and this noted, Charlie, how do you describe what Ted is? He's a nutritional microscopist?
Microbialist or something. I can't even pronounce it myself. Yeah.
Somebody who studies live blood. Okay?
Somebody who studies live blood.
Live blood. And he walks in, and I stand up, and I said, Ted, it's an honor to finally meet you. I've read your material. I've heard, you know, interviews with you, and da, da, da. And he sticks out his hand, and the first thing out of his mouth is, he said, well, Vance, it's an honor to meet you. I listen to you every Saturday morning. And I'm like,
yes.
You do? I was really shocked. And he said, then when I can't listen to you live, I go to the website and hear the recording. And he said, the key is I've learned a lot from those calls. I'm like, wow.
Very humble gentleman.
Yeah, I was shocked. So, you know, to be able to contribute. So a lot of that, again, goes back to what you and Ellen have done in bringing that to the forefront and allowing people to see that, hey, you know, we can make a difference with water, with air, with nutrition, with what Neekin's given us in the complete wellness home package. So we just got to utilize it. So you guys who are been joining us, thank you for taking time out of your Saturday. And again, growinginwellness.com, three words all squished together. You'll see it, and it'll be right there in the middle. And we want to welcome again Brad back to the United States and say we've missed you, and looking forward to getting more and more of these up on the website soon. So, and then last not least, I'll put in a plug again. You guys, you got to make a decision regarding this year's national convention. Get your tickets ordered. It's incredibly crucial for Neekin so they can put on the best convention ever, that we get our numbers in so they know how many they're working with. And, you know, whether they get 4,000 or 8,000 or 12,000 people there, that's not, I mean, although we'd like the more the merrier, however, in order to put on the best production possible, they need to have a good number count. For those of you who have ever hosted an event or even planned a surprise birthday party for anybody, it's so much easier when you know how many people are coming. So Neekin needs to know that, so we need to make those purchases quickly and make that decision. So you guys have a fantastic weekend. Again, Charlie, Franklin, thank you so much for taking an hour, and I really appreciate it. And we'll talk to everybody next Saturday morning when we hear from attorney Harry Harrison from Louisiana, who's going to share his story and what we can do as wellness consultants, even being in the negative occupation of an attorney, if there is such a thing. So you guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday. And Charlie, thanks again. Bye-bye.